It's 8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me, live in the studios here on 33rd and Bird Street, it's Larry McTaggart. He's the music director for the Nebraska Wind Symphony. Larry, thanks a bunch for stopping by today.
Thank you, Michael. It's always great to be here.
I appreciate it very much. Now, if folks don't have plans solidified for this holiday weekend, really, it's a funny deal. The holiday weekend kind of starts Saturday and Sunday, and then
right. We
have a little bit of a respite where those of us who don't have a lot of days off have to come back in, and then boom, July 4th is here.
Right.
We're
and then you're back at it on Thursday.
You bet. And something very new and then something very traditional happening
yes.
with the Nebraska Wind Symphony. Let's talk about the new piece.
Great. Michael, you know, we in the Nebraska Wind Symphony truly believe that music helps build communities. And as a celebration of that, we organized the first ever Community Band Festival of the Midlands. And it starts at noon, Turner Park in Midtown Crossing, the beautiful park there. And we have 8 different community ensembles that will be parading through, so to speak, on the hour. The goal is to get them started on the hour and starting with the Papillion Area Concert Band and then working through the Iowa Western Community Band, Glenwood, Iowa Community Band, and so forth, so on. Until the end, we go to just about 8 o'clock that night. And so, and at the end, we will tie everything up with a bow with a mass performance of Stars and Stripes.
Wow, that sounds very patriotic and exciting.
It is. It's a little bit of everything. All when you have 8 different groups, you figure you're going to have a wide, incredibly wide variety of music. We even have the First Nebraska Volunteers, which is an authentic Civil War brass band. And they will be wearing period costumes and playing period music. And we also have the Swing Tones, big band in the style of Glenn Miller. And so we've got a little bit for everybody. So bring a picnic, bring an umbrella if we need shade. It's not going to rain. We got a 50-50 shot on rain.
Right.
So we've even invited Sean Everson from KETV Channel 7, our news weekend weather person. And we figure if we have a weatherman there, it's not going to rain. And so... And Sean is actually a saxophone player from back in his high school days at Creighton Prep. So,
wow! And also, no car washing on Saturday.
Nobody
attending allowed to wash the cars.
Right, exactly.
this may sound a little odd, but did these bands coordinate to make sure that nobody's playing the same songs?
Or? Yeah, that's an excellent question, an excellent point. I asked everybody to kind of submit a ballpark for what they wanted to play and just kind of cross-checked it with everyone. And remarkably so, there were no conflicts as far as nobody wanting to play the same Sousa march or this kind of march or this type of thing, other than, of course, Stars and Stripes at the end. But that's the only thing I asked them. I say, hands off that one because we're all going to do that at the end. And so... It's been really great. And we're also, actually, as our special guest, we have the Offutt Brass from the Heartland of America Band will also be joining us, too. And they will be performing right at the 6 o'clock hour. And so we're really excited for it. We're pulling on the weather to come through for us because it's something we haven't done in Omaha before, and we want to celebrate this whole aspect of a community band and how music helps build communities.
It's a wonderful idea, and the idea that you can head on out starting about noon over at Turner Park in Midtown at 30th and Dodge, and from noon all the way up until about 8 o'clock at night.
That's right.
All sorts of music that you can hear and enjoy different periods and everything. It's wonderful.
Right.
And that's not the only event.
Right.
There's the usual, the traditional now. It's the 4th of July event, if you could talk about
that. Right. The Wind Symphony has been playing a 4th of July concert at Chalco Hills in front of the NRD building at Weirspan Lake for over 20 years. And we built up quite a following there. And if you haven't been out there, it's a great way to celebrate our nation's birth. Concert starts at 6 with the Swing Tones playing some traditional big band jazz. And then the big concert band starts at 7. It'll get you out of there in time to go find your favorite firework display. But it's also a way to kind of celebrate who we are as a nation through the great gift of music.
And for those that may not know, Chalco Hills Recreation is at South 154th Street and Giles Road. Your role in this, now
you
get to play a little, you get to conduct a little.
Exactly.
Where are you doing each?
Well, I conduct the Wind Symphony along with our associate director, Keith Davis. We split the duties on that. But I also play in the Papillion Area Concert Band. And some of the members that you'll see today play in as many as 3 different groups. And some of these folks are really, really ate up by community bands and really support it in a tremendous way. And so I'm privileged to be able to conduct some and to play some. And we're looking forward to a great day.
Oh, it sounds just wonderful. Well, if folks are looking for some information on this, can you tell them the website they can go to?
Sure. They can check out the Nebraska Wind Symphony website, which is really simple. It's nebraskawindsymphony.com. And you also want to like us on Facebook, because if there's any updates regarding weather or something like that, we're probably going to post it on our Facebook page for sure. And then we also have our website will have updated information too. But it's going to be beautiful weather. The rain's going to hold off. It's going to be awesome.
One song that you've worked on, either as a conductor or as an instrumentalist, mm-hmm. What song is your favorite? One song.
For this concert? For this concert, I would say we're doing a piece called With Malice Towards None, which is a narration piece that will feature Rob McCartney from Channel 7 as our narrator, and it's all about President Lincoln.
Outstanding. Thank you very much. Larry McTaggart, Music Director for Nebraska Wind Symphony. We're back to Morning Edition.